So apparently President Trump and Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette agree. Spelling counts in their winning strategy.
Schuette announcing this past week that he's running for governor, and then Trump tweeted, but then had to retweet a message of support. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So the president's tweet supporting fellow Republican Schuette's officially nascent gubernatorial run was heavy on praise within the 140-character Twitter limit, but short 1C on the correct spelling of Schuette's last name.
Ouch. But the spelling error was corrected early yesterday morning and then turned around and used for a fundraising email blast.
The Twitter back and forth between the two was heavy on jobs and winning, as Schuette appears to have adopted that mantra that helped Trump, well, win Michigan last year.
Mm-hmm. Schuette's campaign launch video, very heavy on the same theme.
We're Michigan, and it's time to win again.
Bill Schuette thinks the winning bet is sticking with Trump and even adopting much of his message, determining he's better off standing with Trump than not.
It's time for a strong leader who will make Michigan the growth state, the paycheck state, the job state.
And the Trump tweet could also be a bit of payback for Schuette's potential GOP rival. That would be Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly and even Governor Rick Snyder.
Michigan's Republican governor sat out the endorsement game even after Trump wrapped up the GOP nomination. And Kelly vacillated between support and non-support amid Trump's blow-ups and braggadocio about being a sexual predator.
Schuette did not support Trump in the primary, but once Trump then won the nomination, Schuette was all in.
I ride for the brand, he said.
The Republican brand.
So Trump and Schuette both say they're all about bringing jobs to Michigan.
We know this because they said it on Twitter.
In fact, Bill Schuette says he will be the, quote, jobs governor.
But what does that even mean to be a jobs governor? Who would be against that?
And pretty much every candidate for governor for the past 30 years has said jobs and schools are their top priority.
Now, with an official jobless rate, though, of 3.9%, Michigan is at, or at least near statistically at, full employment.
But wage growth is certainly an issue. So is people disengaging. Aging from the workforce. Michigan has more of an issue, arguably, with people not seeking employment than people not being able to find work.
Right. The numbers suggest about 1 in 10 Michiganders who aren't working want to be, or at least want to be working more hours.
So what will our gubernatorial candidates do, not just to make more jobs, but to make finding work more attractive?
And to help people who want to work more hours.
Bill Schuette will join Michigan Republicans when they gather this coming weekend on Mackinac Island for their every other year meeting.
Right. They call this a leadership conference, and they will plot strategy to win in 2018 when statewide offices like governor and attorney general and secretary of state, as well as both the state house and the state senate, are at stake.
High stakes. But whoever the nominees are, and this is true of Republicans and Democrats, they'll have to show not just how they'll create jobs, but how they'll create jobs worth having.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.